Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I've made a goal in my life to avoid high-drama people. Because what I found with high-drama people is they break up families, they destroy office morale, and they ultimately ruin friendships all around them. And so the problem here is when we think about the high drama people in life, there's one common thread, and that thread is that they're always in judgment. They're judging other people, and in their mind, they are always that righteous party that's taking the moral high ground. And those people also need a villain. So the problem is when you spend enough time with them, because they're always in judgment, you will eventually become that villain. And depending on how bad that violation is that you have, that you cause in their mind, that could last a week, it could last a year, it could last a lifetime. The only thing that'll shorten that sentence is remorse, because remorse is the fuel that they're looking for, right? Because if you show remorse, then they've won, right? You're validating their position, and you're solidifying that high moral ground. So what is the answer to all this? You know, the answer is to do everything possible to eliminate your exposure to these people. In the workplace, you do have some control, especially if you are the employer. Don't hire those people. And what are the signs you're looking for? If they're complaining on and on about a former employer in the first job interview, there's a big red flag. If they're blaming other people for their problems, that's a big red flag. If they have excuses for everything, another red flag. So what you want to do is you want to ensure that these people don't get into your organization in the first place, because they will tear down morale immediately. These are the gossip people, the one that cause you all the problems. They're a cancer in an office environment. So you want to eliminate them if you can before they happen. So I think that's the first thing. From a family perspective, again, it's about minimizing the exposure, because if you're exposed to it enough within a family situation, something will go wrong. Okay, something will happen. The judgment will come out, the grudges will come out, and problems will ensue. And for friends, the beauty of friends is you get to pick them. So pick wisely. Pick people that don't get caught up in the drama. Spend your time with positive people that make you feel good, with people that don't make you walk on eggshells. I'm going to leave you with that thought, but what I want to ask you is this. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll be discussing this concept of holding grudges and how it applies to the same people we're talking about that are high drama people. But for today, I just want you to think about those people that you have, those people that are judging you, that are making you walk around on eggshells, and think about ways you can minimize your exposure or completely eliminate exposure to those people in your life. And watch how much easier it becomes as a result.